From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Cotton prices reached a new recent low of 77 cents, losing a little over 3 cents in 3 days, the lowest price since mid-December. MorganAgClips.com reports on June 30th, USDA released its first estimate of actual acres planted for 2023. As expected, it's less than what farmers intended to plant back in March. However, the 11.09 million acres planted, 19.4% less than last year, is still more than what some industry observers believe is out there. The Public Lands Council is raising concerns with the Bureau of Land Management's proposed Conservation and Landscape Health Rule. PLC comments were signed by 55 state and national organizations, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and American Farm Bureau. PLC President Mark Rober says if BLM is serious about lasting conversations, they should have talked to ranchers first and not forged ahead blindly with a controversial rule that will cost billions. The UN Food and Agricultural Organization's World Food Price Index averaged 122.3 points in June, down 1.7 points from May, and continuing a downward trend. The current level is 37 points, or 23% below the peak of March of last year. The monthly decline reflected drops in sugar, vegetable oils, cereal, and dairy products, while the meat price index was virtually steady.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.